Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was prostrating last night before the cross, I had an image that this is the perfect way to live, to prostrate before God and then to get back up. And I think that this is the secret to happiness. I'm talking about humility. I'm talking about giving of yourself. I'm talking about thinking of others before yourself. And also, of course, thinking of your station, your standing before God. That is, we're very low and he's very high. And if we have that understanding, then life becomes easy. Life becomes very free. That's the secret. I've heard a lot of confessions in my lifetime. And the vast majority of problems that people have are because, not to offend anyone, it happens to me too, we don't get what we want. That's why we're offended. We don't get what we want. Our job is too difficult. It's unfair. This person said this about us. This person said that. The traffic is terrible and people cut in front of me. You just look at your sins. An awful lot of them are because you don't get what you want. Because you're putting yourself first. That's not the Christian way. That leads to unhappiness. It always does. We've all seen the child in Walmart who's screaming for a candy bar. And the mother gives him the candy bar. Does he stop screaming? No. He screams for something else a few minutes later. We're like that child at Walmart. Now let me tell you the other way to live. The scripture tells it, and doing it, the prostrations before the cross tells it. And that is, whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. What this is talking about is, if you indulge yourself, you'll lose your life. You'll lose your life now, even while you're living. Because you won't have a full life. You won't have a happy life. But if you lose your life, that is, you give up the idea that you're preeminent, that the universe revolves around you, then you're happy and you save your life. Just before our Lord tells us this command, he says, let him deny himself, whosoever will, that is, meaning you have to be willing to do it. It's your choice. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, take up the cross means suffer and be ready for a life of suffering. Christian life does involve suffering. Human life involves suffering. It's suffering that either has meaning or has no meaning. Which would you rather have? Suffering with meaning or suffering without meaning? And much of our suffering anyway is just when we don't get our way. So if we learn to not expect to get our way, then we don't suffer in that way. Most of our suffering goes away. What a beautiful and a wonderful thing to have that happen. To live free. So I submit to you that when we prostrate before the cross today, that you have in your mind an image that this is the way you should live. Don't think so much of yourself. Think of others. It's really very simple. And it might be trite to some, but it's the only way to live. It's the only way to have life. It's really the secret to full living. We are in an age where people are depressed all the time. Depressed enough to kill themselves at huge numbers. Or to obliterate themselves with what other drugs they can take or whatever alcohol or whatever lifestyle they can have that makes them forget a little bit about how unhappy they are. And this happens even among Orthodox Christians. By no means are Orthodox Christians immune, or percentage-wise, probably not even that much different, unfortunately, than the rest of the world. And it's all because we don't get our way. But if you don't have your way, then you're not unhappy. If you take up the cross, the path is prescribed for you by God. It's not your path, it's His path. Then you don't have to worry about not getting your way. Whatever is in the way is God's way. And then you'll be happy. This is difficult when we're self-centered to learn this way of life. So you can't do it all at once. It's impossible to do it all at once. But it is possible to, in small ways, learn to sacrifice, to not think of yourself as number one, and gradually think of others more than yourself, and you'll become happier. And the reason you'll become happier is because your heart won't be shut down. When you're self-centered, God won't go into your heart when you're self-centered. And the only warmth in the universe is God. The only happiness in the universe is knowing God. So if you're shut down, you can't be happy. You can have some imitation happiness, but not true happiness. And that imitation happiness will never last. Because all the other people that are trying to get imitation happiness eventually are going to do something to make you very unhappy. So this is the Christian way, brothers and sisters, to lose your life. And as a metaphor, let us, when we prostrate before the cross, on the hard ground out there, because we'll do it out before the old rugged cross that has been a relic of our parish now for many years, has been prayed before for many, many years. When we do that, beg God to help you to make your necks not so stiff, to not be so stubborn, to not be so stupid about your own feelings above other people's feelings, to think of others. Beg God that you would be more humble. It'll lead to happiness. Now, in the near term, there'll be some unhappiness because of this. Because any time you pray to God for humility, He will answer that prayer by giving you plenty of opportunities to be humble. You won't always like those opportunities, but they are life. The way of the cross is life. We shouldn't think of it as suffering. We should think of it as just being completely in God's will. I guarantee you that when the Lord was trudging to Golgotha, He was not thinking that He was suffering. I guarantee you. He was doing His Father's will, and He was happy. So can we be. If that concept seems very foreign to you, then you have to work on your ego. You need to chop it down a little bit, a lot actually, and you need to struggle to love God with all of your heart, and then reach out to your neighbor, because we learn to love God by loving our neighbor. And then you won't be so unhappy. You won't be so depressed about this situation and that situation and your money and your this and your that and what that person said and all that other minutia. All that matters in our life is, do we love God? Is God within our heart? That's all that matters. And the way of the cross is just to obey God. And if you do that, you'll be happy. So I submit to you that the way of the cross is not a way of suffering. It's the way of life. It's the way of happiness. It's the way of mental sobriety. It's the way of freedom from depression and all of those modern afflictions that people have, where they feel empty inside and bored. The way of the cross is life. May God help us to follow it. Amen.